Well, thank you, Scott, and good morning, everyone. This is not in the book, just so you know, and I have no financial disclosures to make. But as Scott said, I really want to just spend a little time kind of bridging from theory into some of the reports that are going to be shared with you in more detail, talking about where does law fit in public health? How does this all fit together? So law research and other aspects of law. I do want to acknowledge my colleague, Angie McGowan, in the back of the room there. And Angie and I will both be here afterwards and be happy to talk to you. I'm just going to hit some things at a pretty high level here this morning. So first, we need to back up even more and kind of talk about how does public health fit into an overarching vision that the foundation has in terms of really a culture change that we'd like to see, that we like to support, that really goes to increasing the overall cultural value of health. So this is our new vision statement that I'm sure you'll be hearing more about on NPR in the coming year. But the foundation has been undergoing strategic planning in the past year, and the board has adopted this vision statement. We're very excited about it because we think it kind of goes beyond the notion of health and health care in kind of a very narrow sense and gets to a much broader cultural focus that I think public health is really a major part of. So within the foundation, we have seven teams. One of the teams is focused on public health, and our overarching focus is really on improving the quality and impact of public health across the entire country. We do that. We have a theory of change that's illustrated here that really talks about, first of all, building the evidence base. So clearly, public health law research is part of that effort to build the evidence base, accumulating research and data, using that evidence base to influence policymakers and community leaders in terms of what's working, what kind of impact can we have, really leading to actions. And what's highlighted here is, you know, law and policy actions, but other systems and environmental changes as well, and then ultimately leading to better health for our nation. So why public health law in this whole mix? Well, we think that Bill Foege said it very well in this interview, so we like to hold this up. Every public health decision is based on politics, a political decision. And the basis for political decisions is really law. So burying our heads in the sand as public health professionals is no longer really an option. There are solutions, but they require that we change the laws that affect what happens to our health. So this is really a nice summary statement of why do we have a focus on law in public health at the foundation. So what are the components of this? And I just want to kind of go through these things very quickly in case you might have some interest in some of these other elements. We're talking and featuring the building the evidence piece here this morning in terms of the law research. We also have areas that we're really focused on practice, on the application of law, largely through our network for public health law that has a national center in St. Paul, but has five regional sites across the country in addition to that, the national site. We also have multiple partners that we are focused on in terms of strengthening the partners' abilities and support for public health law, and then really finding ways to advance practice. So let me just touch on these a little bit. We've again talked about this morning, but just to give you kind of a sense of the scale so far, we've funded about 70 research studies, and the plan is certainly to continue to do that fine work. Alex talked about, very briefly, the Law Atlas, which is something that has really come out of the creative minds involved in this research work, I really would encourage you to go to the Law Atlas website just to kind of see the power of this new tool, and it's really in its development stage at this point. But the idea, the basic notion is to have this accessible online database of laws organized around specific issues. And then there's some powerful tools for communication with policymakers, with decision makers, with other researchers in terms of being able to kind of use mapping tools to really illustrate the variation that we see in jurisdictions across the country. So please do go visit that and share your ideas as you see it. It's continuing to be developed. Again, the Network for Public Health Law is the place or set of places to go in terms of being able to bring technical assistance and best practices into the practice field. So again, we have an online portal that really kind of you can go here and ask your question and be mapped into a set of legal experts around the country that can really provide technical assistance and advice and support for addressing these issues in public health practice. We also have new training opportunities around the country, as well as fellowships. They're listed here. We've been building a set of pilots to really see what works well in terms of the field of law, in terms of advancing practice around public health. So we have a visiting attorneys initiative. We have a new program that Aspen is managing for us that is focused on bringing teams together around policy change. And really kind of doing that in a team process. We have a focus on encouraging attorneys generals, and we have a scholars in residence program, and just getting underway is really a program for faculty in terms of developing curricula and working together to advance teaching and law education. We also have a focus on partnerships and strengthening partnerships among the public health organizations across the country, really seeking to, again, integrate public health law practice in public health and kind of the mainstream of public health organizations. Also working closely with the National Congress of American Indians and the National Association of Attorneys General, again, fostering the use of public health law. And then there's a whole set of additional partners that we're involved with that really this entire network of folks working around the country, around public health law is involved with, ranging from the Tobacco Control Legal Consortium through a whole set of additional partners across the country. APHA's law section as just another example. So with that, I think I'm going to segue back to Scott, and you can hear more about some of the detailed projects that we have funded in the past.